Good morning and welcome to everybody. Welcome to this space, to Assembly Mennonite Church, and welcome to the Reparation Summit, as we're calling this. Yeah! I'm excited too. My name's Carl Shelley. I'm one of the pastors here at Assembly and part of the team of organizers for this gathering. And the rest of the organizing team is my colleague here, Julia Gingrich, pastor at 8th Street. Ben Bowman over there is pastor at Walnut Hill, and Conrad Mast, who's out greeting people, pastor at Hively Mennonite, are people responsible for helping to make this happen today. So we thank you for coming. We're excited about it, and we want to thank also the churches and the organizations that helped to underwrite this event. They include Waterford Mennonite and Hively Mennonite and 8th Street and Assembly Mennonite, and Central District Conference also provided us with a generous grant.
This event has been a seed planted in our minds and nurtured at the Regional Repair Network for some years now, and so it is so excited to see all of this coming together here today. We had over 120 people register from 20 different congregations and organizations. And we're aware that some of you are very new to thinking about reparations, and others of you have been talking about it for quite some time now, and all are welcome. But the call for such a conversation did not originate in the minds of a few white Mennonite pastors in Goshen. As we will learn today, the call to reparations for theft, the massive multi-generational murderous theft of power, of agency, of wealth, of land, of hope, and of the very truth of Black and Indigenous lives in this nation has been made for hundreds of years by Black and Indigenous peoples. And today is an invitation to our churches to stop ignoring that call.
Foundational to our calling to follow Jesus is to be a people of repentance and repair. And that's urgently needed in these days, days when our nation's leaders are going to great lengths to erase references to the sins of the past, the sins of slavery, of trails of death for Indigenous peoples. And they are calling references to that history a corrosive and anti-American ideology. That, friends, provides us an opportunity to be truth tellers, to offer a witness, both prophetic and concrete. We want to pursue this witness to the way of God carefully and thoughtfully. We who are white don't want to go off on some misguided flight of white saviorism, nor succumb to the fear common in white progressive communities of misstepping, which usually just leads to white disengagement. So that's why we've invited you here, to carefully consider together a reparations-inspired witness, one that is not simply a call to pay, but a call to own our responsibility in light of this theft from which white people and the church have benefited, and even more importantly, to own our identity as God's people, a people who renounce white supremacy and who address the immeasurable harm it has wrought, a people who grow ever more into a community of repentance and repair.
The structure of our day will be to begin with 2 one-hour teaching sessions here in the morning, and those sessions will really focus on the why of reparations. Why should the church be involved in this work? Why are reparations needed? There will be a snack time between those two sessions, and following those sessions, we'll have a warm, tasty lunch prepared for us by the Assembly Hospitality Committee, free of charge. And following lunch, then, we'll return to our conversations to think about the how of reparations. We'll consider the practicalities of engaging in this witness and how we together might establish a shared reparations fund in Elkhart County. in today's climate where it often feels that the only response we can muster to the vast legacy of racism is lament, we are here today to say that there are proactive, redemptive, and prophetic steps forward that we can take together. And that is good news. Amen.
Our plan and our commitment is to do all of this and finish by or before 3 p.m. So a couple of logistics for you while you're here. If you need a bathroom, they are just outside the door to the right. There's five all-gender bathrooms there. And then if those are, for some reason, are full, down the hall and to the right as well are more bathrooms, and you'll see some signs pointing you in that direction. Also, you are free to bring your drinks and snacks into this place. Just please do so with care and tend to any accidental spills.
What we, the organizers, are most excited about is that Dr. Drew Hart is here with us to provide much of the input and to join us in this conversation. Dr. Hart has come all the way from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where he is professor of theology at Messiah. And he also directs the Thriving Together Congregations for Racial Justice program. Many of us in this room have come to know Dr. Hart through his writing. He's the author of Trouble I've Seen and Who Will Be a Witness. And I know that these books have really challenged and inspired and equipped so many of us for the work of racial justice and social change. And we are now adding to our collection his very new book, Making It Plain, Why We Need Anabaptism and the Black Church. Dr. Hart also co-edited and contributed to the book, Reparations and the Theological Disciplines, Prophetic Voices for Remembrance, Reckoning, and Repair. And so we are so grateful to have Dr. Hart here to explore these themes together. And so now, as we prepare ourselves, mind, body, and spirit for this conversation, let's join together in prayer. Loving Creator, this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. For each person present here and for the congregations and organizations that they represent, thank you. For Dr. Hart, for the gift of his voice, his teaching, his prophetic vision for what the church can be when it is aligned with your liberatory dream, thank you. For this opportunity to learn together, imagine together, step together into the holy and hard work of remembrance, reckoning, and repair. Thank you. Holy One, send your spirit to move within us and among us today, so that when we leave this place, we will set out from here as a people who not only desire what is good, but pursue goodness. Not only love mercy, but do mercy. Not only bemoan injustice, but work for justice. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And with that, please join me in welcoming Dr. Hart here.